This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The evening has already got off to a grand start. That young lady playing the national anthem on the flute. Even in my dreams, I couldn't do that, Gary.
Definitely. That's a very, very nice rendition of the national anthem. I don't think I've heard a solo rendition with the flute in all the years I've been coaching and been at basketball games.
Well, I was going to say that's the best I've ever heard, but now you kind of curtailed that. It is the first, but it was very unique and very well done. Now for the starting lineups, first for Beecher City, Cowden Harry. As we said, they come in with a 5-24 record. They'll start Dylan Taylor, a 5'10 senior, Jaden Robertson, a 5'11 sophomore, Silas Buzzard, a 5'9 sophomore, Chance Robertson, a 5'8 senior, and Dakota Gray, a 6'3 junior. So it'll be Taylor and Robertson, Buzzard and another Robertson, and Gray starting for Coach Donovan Riley and the Beecher City Cowden Herrick Bobcats. For the Nokomis Redskins, who come in, as we said, with a 20-10 record, they will start Evan Herbstreet, a 5'10 junior, Seth Johnson, a 6'1 junior, Alex Tossetti, a 6'1 senior, Carter Sobel, a 6'8 senior, and Jake Johnson, a 6' sophomore. So it'll be Herbstreet and Johnson, Tossetti, Sobel, and Johnson. One team starting two Robertsons, one team starting one Johnson, and one Boker guy already getting guffed from the referees, and you're not even doing anything but announcing. How do you rate that?
It's amazing, and they just never forget.
Oh, and now a luxury to this outstanding gym. They turn down the lights over the stands, and it really highlights the floor. This is a different feel for most high school kids.
Yeah, it is. This is a really neat gymnasium. Great scoreboard. They put this in. They got great facilities all around, a great weight room, and just an indoor track that runs up around above us. And just a beautiful facility.
Well, Calvin Herrick almost won the tip, but as they tried to control it going down in the corner, he went out of bounds. So Nokomis will bring the ball back. As we look down on the floor, the Redskins are going from south to north. I got that right. And from right to left, as we look down on them, the Redskins in their white uniforms with the black numerals, red and black trim. They'll swing it up top, giving it off to Herbstreet. He'll go over in the corner to Tossetti. Tossetti's jumper's up, and it's good as he gets bottom of the net.
Looks like he has healed quite nicely.
Never lost a shooting touch, evidently. Now they try the wraparound pass, and it doesn't go as Jake Johnson comes up with a steal for Nokomis. Back the other way, Tossetti thought about trying another one. Instead, he'll kick it over to Sobel. Sobel now is going to dish it into the corner. He'll give it there to Seth Johnson. Seth gives it to Jake Johnson, and Johnson gives it off to Sobel. Back out for Tossetti. Back into Sobel, and Sobel with a shot that's up. And good, and that's what you call good ball movement there.
Definitely, good ball movement all the way around and a nice entry pass from the top.
Now an almost steal, and the Bobcats looking for their first shot of the game. It'll come up from deep in the corner, bottom of the net for Silas Buzzard. With a name like that, you know he's got to be good from downtown Leroy Brown. So that makes it 5-3. The Bobcats on the board with the ball is Johnson. Johnson's going to go inside Johnson to Johnson, and it's good for two as that shot is up and good by Jake Johnson. Back the other way, the Bobcat shot is no good. Coming away with the rebound is the Redskins. It'll be Tossetti down on the wing. Goes underneath. Oh, found him wide open. Then a block by Silas Buzzard, but he's going to get called for the foul. Into the free throw line will go Evan Herbstreet.
Again, a nice entry pass from the top, sneaking in behind the zone.
You get the defense paying attention to the ball, and that backdoor cut leaves you wide open sometimes, and that time it was almost like too good to be true. So wide open, all he had to worry about was don't miss the gimme. Well, he misses the second free throw. The rebound is up, and it's good. Tossetti has come up with an offensive rebound and a putback. Give Tossetti five. Give the Redskins a 10-3 lead. Back the other way, it's Taylor with the ball. Taylor going to go down to the corner to Gray. He'll try to skip it all the way across. That's not going to get it against the Redskins defense. Herb Street knocks it out of bounds. That's one thing about the 1-2-2 defense, though. If you can get pressure ball side and can run that skip pass, that's one way to defeat it. But you better be very good and very crisp with the passes. And right there, they are not. And so the Bobcats come up with yet another turnover. In fact, the other way it goes to Johnson. Johnson dishes it off to Seth Johnson. And he gets a shot from the baseline over on the left side, makes it 12-3. Redskins once again with pressure defense. The offense may come and the offense may go, but the Redskins defense will always be there consistently, night in, night out, possession in, possession out. Into the corner. They'll go to Buzzard. He'll try to go back up top. It is going to be stolen, going coast to coast. Tassetti thought about that, didn't he, Gary?
He thought about it. Took the layup.
Finally decided a better ease up and a little finesse shot. Little, almost got a smile on his face. He's going to have a timeout on the floor. 5:23 to go here in the first quarter. Nokomis has opened up a 14-3 lead. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back here at back in the studio. We're up here behind the scorer's table. I was just thinking, you know, the Nokomis Redskins perhaps should wear shin guards because so many times they put that pressure defense on, and in their haste trying to get the ball back, the offensive team tries to throw it off their legs, it seems.
Yeah, they do. That's about the only option when you back out of there into that corner.
So Herb Street will bring the ball down the floor. They'll run a skip pass to Seth Johnson into Sobel off the glass and good. That's called automatic. Carter Sobel with his fourth point of the game makes it 16-3. Down come the Bobcats to Gray. They'll try to go inside. The pass is going to be deflected. We're going to say last touched by the Redskins. So Beecher City, Cowden Herrick will take the ball out under their own basket. That's a mouthful just saying that, school. They're wearing their blue uniforms with the red and white trim. They'll bring it out top and around to the wing to Buzzard. His shot's up, no good. Bobcats come up with a rebound. Nice job there by Jaden Robertson. He'll swing it back over to the other corner. And as he's trying to make a drive out of there, Chance Robertson going to get called for the steps. It'll be turnover number three on Cowden Herrick. Into the ball game, Kendall Nodal, as he will replace Jake Johnson. Nodal, a 6'1 junior. Herb Street with the ball, picks up his dribble. Now he'll go to the wing to Nodal, into the corner to Setti. Off the iron on a three, rebounds up. No good. Coming down with a second rebound is Dakota Gray, the 6'3 junior. One of the big guys they would normally have. And here's a steal and an easy bucket by Tosetti. I was about to say Cowden Herrick lost one of their young big guys, 6'4 sophomore Lucas Daniel Lucas. And when you're facing a team with this much size, you need every big guy you can get in there. Inbounds pass will come in to Taylor. Taylor will swing it over on the other side to Chance Robertson. Tosetti's going to steal and take it to the hole, and that looked entirely too easy, as Tosetti has already put up 11 points here in the first quarter. Long pass is going to be stolen. Turnover number five.
Oh, wow. Very nice pass from Sobel right there.
Had him set up and just couldn't get the shot to drop, but Tosetti comes up with a rebound and the putback. And so it is 22-3, and we still have 3.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. To Gray, to the glass, and it's good. Dakota Gray kind of slid in behind the defense there and just kind of got a good pass to the basket. That's one of those where it's not just a good shot, but leading him to the basket was all important. Over on the wing now to Setti with the ball. He'll swing it back up top to Herb Street. Herb Street holds it high above his head. He'll swing it over to the left side to Seth Johnson. Now to Sobel, out there thinking about a three. Caught the back iron, came off, got his own rebound, kicks it inside to Tassetti. Sorry, Gary, I'm going to be running out of room for Mr. Tassetti here in the first quarter. Need a bigger score sheet. Back the other way, going to be a foul called against the Redskins, Seth Johnson. And that's one of those fouls that every coach detests because you weren't moving your feet, you were reaching in with your hands, and that's a no-no in any league. And so Buzzard will inbound. He'll get the ball in to Cade Persinger just into the ball game. They'll try to swing it over to the opposite side. Now go into the low post. Now a nice little shovel pass to Gray. His shot is blocked. Tassetti comes away with it. Nokomis heads back the other way. 2, 3, 4. shown on the first quarter clock, 24-5, is the Nokomis lead. Over on the wing, it'll go to Jake Johnson. He's going to drive baseline off the glass, too long, too strong. Back the other way, it's going to be 24, stealing him 24. Tosetti with the takeaway. He'll dish the ball off to, that was Seth Johnson, and Johnson puts it off the glass. We give Tosetti the credit. He did all the work getting the turnover, getting the ball, and getting the assist all in one play. Back the other way, it's Persinger with the ball. He'll come up between the circles and set the offense with 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Down to Buzzard on the wing. Buzzard's going to skip it back across to Doty. Doty's shot's no good. Gray had that one hit him in the head. He reacted and got control of it. Bobcats maintain possession. Three-point attempt is up and no good by Persinger. Sobel comes away with a rebound. 100 seconds to go, quarter number one. 26-5, Nokomis with the lead. Taking their time to set up is Alex Tosetti. They'll set with three stacked over on the right side of the lane. Now they'll swing Herbstreet out in the corner. It'll go down to the baseline to Johnson. Back up top to Herbstreet. Swing it back to the other side to Tosetti. Tosetti dishes it off for Johnson. Now to Sobel, who'll bully his way into the basket. And I'll tell you what, when Carter Sobel makes up his mind, he's going to the hole. It's hard to stop him.
That's it.
Good, strong play there. And quite honestly, I don't think there's anybody out there for Beecher City who can match him up pound for pound and inch for inch, as they would say. Back the other way, it is now Seth Doty. Doty swings the ball off to Gray. Gray thought about driving. He got shut off, so he'll kick it out. Jumper up from 15 is no good. Sobel comes up with another rebound. Long pass, ill-advised pass there. You could tell he looked at it, saw it once, hesitated, threw it the second time. That'll be turnover number one on NHS. Back the other way, another turnover on Beecher City. That pressure defense forced them to pass an errant one out of bounds. Into the ball game again comes Kendall Nodal, as Herbstreet will bring the ball down, and Nokomis going to take the time, leading here 28-5 in the first quarter. Reminder, our next game coming up will be live action, as it will be Staunton and Carlinville playing in the Gillespie Regionals Tournament. Then we'll send you or keep you at Gillespie and give you the call of the Litchfield Breeze Central game, yes. And we'll follow the night up, finish it up with our fourth game from the Lincolnwood Regional. It'll be Lincolnwood and Mount Olive. So four games in a row. This is the first quarter of the first game. To Tosetti, looking for a three, instead back out to Herbstreet for three at the head of the key, and he drains it. Evan Herbstreet gets bottom of the net, and Nokomis takes a 31-5 lead at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a break, be back with more after these messages on WSMI. A 31-point first quarter for the Nokomis Redskins. Beecher City, Calvin Herrick will get the ball to start the second quarter. It'll be a bounce pass over there to Doty. Doty's shot no good. Coming up with the rebound is Herbstreet. And the Redskins, who've got 15 points from Alex Tosetti, 6 points from Carter Sobel, 4 points each from Evan Herbstreet and Seth Johnson in that first quarter, and 2 points for Jake Johnson just for good measure. They'll swing it out to the baseline as it is kicked there. Goes out. Now it comes back into Sobel. They got a guy on the back. But Sobel says, what is that? He simply goes up strong. He gets the bucket. He'll get the bruise, and he'll go to the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Free throws up, and it's good. So Sobel now has 9 points on the game. And it's 34-5 in favor of Nokomis. Most people expected that Nokomis would win this one and probably win it quite handily. But with a win today, tomorrow it's going to get a heck of a lot more difficult for the Redskins, as they'll be taking on, in all likelihood, the host school.
Yeah, the Meridian Hawks have a good ball club. We saw them earlier in the season. And definitely going to be a lot tougher to beat them on their home floor.
Well, one thing about it, the Redskins are getting a lot of shooting practice here in the first game in the tournament. A little bit errant on the pass there as they tried to skip a quick pass and then go down low. Wasn't looking. Turnover number two. Redskins will go to their bench. Well, actually, they're bringing Seth Johnson back in. And as we said, there's just not a whole lot on their bench. They're not a deep team to begin with. But they lead here 34-5 with 6:40 to go until halftime. Bounce pass looking for Gray. Going to be deflected. They'll say last touch by Nokomis. I would imagine that Beecher City has not played quite this kind of competition very often this year. Trying to run the inbounds pass, and Nokomis has everything sealed off. Makes life very difficult. No matter what you draw up, X and O's, it's executing that counts. They'll get the ball in to the baseline. Thought about a pass all the way up, and at the last second he decided to shoot the ball and came up a little bit flat on that one. Redskins come back with the ball. Herbstreet has Jake Johnson on the high post. Sobel's on the low post, swinging out on the wing of Seth Johnson. Into Sobel in the corner. Back up top to Herbstreet. They'll swing it around to the opposite side. Shots up by Kendall Nodal. It's no good. Sobel with a rebound. Oh, nice pass inside. Johnson waits for everything to fly by. Then takes the shot, makes the shot. Jake Johnson has four. That's what you call patience in amongst the timber there. Back the other way. It is Cade Persinger giving the ball off to Dakota Gray. Gray gives it off on the wing as it'll go to Jaden Robertson. He'll try to work the ball around the perimeter. Basically, that's about all you can do against that 1-2-2, and sometimes that's very difficult. Now a three-pointer shot up by Silas Buzzard that doesn't catch iron. And Alex Tosetti will come back into the lineup as Herbstreet will get a break. And Silas Buzzard will get a break as Brandon Burris, the 5'9 sophomore, comes in for Beecher City. You look at this team. Burris is a sophomore. Robertson is a sophomore. They've got some youngsters there. Silas Buzzard, he's a sophomore. So this is what you might call is a JV team having to play a seasoned varsity team. Baseline jumper's no good. Sobel with a backside rebound and a putback. Gives him 5 1/4, 11 points for the game, and just like that, he's in double figures. You'd have to say it's been a rather quiet game for Mr. Sobel. Now a reach-in foul going to be called against Tosetti. Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. His first, team second. Chance Robertson, 5'8 senior, will replace Seth Doty, 5'9 junior. And as we said, the one big kid they have who is out, Daniel Lucas. Oh, nice pass. Back door was open. And there with the bucket was Jaden Robertson. That's got to make you feel a little bit better. Getting points however you can. That's the name of the game against these Redskins. Up top it goes to Tosetti. Over on the wing, he'll dish it off there for Seth Johnson. Back to Tosetti up top. To Carter Sobel in the corner. Sobel with the dribble. Now he'll swing it out for a reversal. They say drive. Seth Johnson says, when I do, I drive into trouble. It's a jump ball. The arrow favors Nokomis, so it won't be a turnover. But the Redskins will maintain the ball. Robertson will have a seat as Dylan Taylor reenters the lineup. Or BCCH. That's a mouthful even when you say just the initials. Tosetti with a baseline jumper, no good. They fight for it. Johnson had it. He lost it. Coming away with it was Dylan Taylor. Good thing there. They've got 3-on-1. It shots up and blocked. Another rebound and an offensive rebound for Gray, but his shot won't go. I think he may get to go to the free throw line. They'll call that one on Jake Johnson. That'll be his first. Whoa. I'm going to say it was on the floor. Yes. Not going to let him shoot. And so what do? They throw the ball in and throw the ball away for turnover number 9. Oh, nice defense there. Coming up from behind was Brandon Burris. And just when Tosetti thought he had the easy shot, Burris does a good job of picking his pocket, as they say. Herbstreet will come back into the ball game. Sobel will get a rest at the 4:20 mark of quarter number 2. And Nokomis leading 38-7. Quick pass into Johnson. Shots up. No good. He reaches for the rebound, but he's going to be, well, I thought he was steeled out by Gray, but there was Herbstreet who came up from behind. He took care of the ball. He'll go to the basket. Shots blocked. And out of bounds it goes. They're going to say it'll belong to Beecher City. I'll tell you what, I like this Dylan Taylor. He's getting in there and mixing it up with the big guys.
Yeah, he's not backing down at all.
He's listed at 5'10", but he's showing no fear going in against the big boys in the middle. Over on the wing it goes to Persinger. He's trying to go through a double team. Not a good idea. Tassetti comes away with the steal. Give a finger roll over the edge of the rim. It's up, and it's good. Tassetti with his first points of the second quarter gives him 17 on the night. 40-7 is our score. Trying to go inside. Ooh, there was a double dribble, but he got away with it. Kendall Nodal so quick. He stole it, put it on the floor, picked it up, put it down again. If you do it fast enough, you get away with it. Herb Street says, let's pull things out and set things up. They go to Jake Johnson, and Jake Johnson went high. Kendall Nodal went low. The backdoor pass was good. He couldn't get the shot up because he was hacked in the act, and that foul will go against Robertson. Jaden will pick up his second. To the free throw line will go Kendall Nodal. Just shoot two. Take a couple dribbles. Spins the ball in his hands. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Now he'll buy it. He'll get another one. First point of the game for Nodal. As Kenny Robbins, a 5'8 freshman, comes into the game. He'll be getting some varsity action. Second free throw's up, and it's good as well. Nodal, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Redskins are now 3 for 4 there. Oh, nice pass into the corner. Shots up. Baseline jumper's up and good. Kenny Robbins, that little freshman, says, hey, I know how to get that ball up. Get it up quickly. He gets his first 2 points, makes it 42-9. Peach City going man-to-man on the defense. Tosetti going baseline. His jumper from behind the backboard is up, and it's good. I'll tell you what, this kid has the shooting touch. And I don't care how bad the ankle was injured, he sure has come back strong. Let's hope he's got a lot of games left in those legs as well.
Yeah, Tosetti's looked very good, and the biggest thing's been just the way he's getting his hands on passes defensively and leading to some easy baskets, but he's also made some tough ones too.
The Tosetti of old, as now Sabo gets ready to come back into the ballgame. Baseline jumper's up, off the iron, no good. They'll fight for the rebound, coming away with it. Will be Tosetti. They'll set things up. Over on the one wing here is Seth Johnson. Jake Johnson is at a low post. They'll stop at the elbow, throw the ball into the corner to Alex Tosetti. Tosetti's going to drive to the baseline, now pull out to the elbow. He'll kick it off and give it to Herb Street. Herb Street's going to go to the basket. A little bit of mustard on that hot dog. Didn't get the shot to drop, but he'll go to the free throw line. He was hacked in the act. Dylan Taylor gets the foul, his first. Herb Street, 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. He'll get to shoot a couple more here, sitting on 4 points. Iron number 5. He found it. He'll get another one. The two big boys both come back into the ballgame. Dakota Gray, 6'3 junior, for Beecher City, Cowden Herrick. And Carter Sobel, 6'8 senior. Second free throw is up, and it's good as well for Herb Street. Gives him 6 points, makes it 46-9. Over on the wing it goes to Burris. Burris going to swing it back up top to Robertson. Robertson tries to spin on the dribble and then gives the ball off to the rookie. And that was Robbins. Robbins going to swing the ball out top. Over on the wing it'll go to Robertson. That is Chance. Chance shot is up on the baseline left side. No good. Sobel comes up with the rebound. Looked far that long pass. It wasn't there as the Bobcats got back quickly on defense. Down to 100 seconds in the second quarter. As it is 46-9. Nokomis well in control of this one. He'll go inside to Sobel. He'll pivot, reverse, take it off the glass. Call that bread and butter, don't you?
That's simple. It. That was pretty easy, didn't it? Didn't get much simpler than that. Give it to your big guy, let him score. And then Tassetti with another steal.
And there he goes down, and he says, you know what, maybe we got enough points. Let's set things up. All right, who hasn't scored lately? Let's see if we can get the ball to them. 120 and counting, 48-9 is the Redskin lead. So Tassetti, dribbling out between the circles, takes his time, gets it over on the wing to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson gives it back to Tassetti. Shot's no good. Rebound there by Tassetti. His shot won't go. Coming up with the rebound and the putback. It's no good. That was Jake Johnson. Second shot up. Was that Tassetti again? Did Tassetti put that last one in? I got lost in the
Tassetti
shuffle.
Right there, yes.
I got lost in the shuffle. There was three of them in there, and I wasn't sure who turned on that one. back the other way. It's Burris with the ball. Burris goes baseline, kicks it out of bounds.
See what I saw down there is the same thing that Calderon Beecher City coach saw. That Sabo was outside the three-point line, and they still got out rebounded by the other four Redskins. He's like, you know what? The 6'8 guy's outside the lane, and the rest of them are out rebounding us.
See, that's the difference between your eyes and my eyes. Your eyes saw all of that. My eyes saw a blur. I knew there was a whole lot of Redskins fighting for that ball inside, and I wasn't sure whose hands it was that went off and went in. Anyway, with 27 seconds to go, it's 50-9. Redskins with a commanding lead to Herbstreit. Herbstreit's looking to find somebody inside. Instead, he'll go back up top to Seti. Halleck's going to hold the ball with 10 seconds to go. Now he'll swing it into the corner to Seth Johnson. Back to Tosetti, way deep in the corner. He picks up his dribble, gives it off to Sobel. Reverse layup, puts it up with the left hand on the buzzer, and it's good. We have come to halftime, and the Nokomis Redskins with a commanding, that's not even the right word either, a dominant half in which they outscored Calderon-Herrick Beecher City 52-9. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Second half action begins with the Bobcats getting the ball. They'll be going to the north basket. They'll take it inside to Jaden Robertson. His shot goes off the glass, no good. Sobel comes up with a rebound, kicks it off to Tosetti. Alex brings it down to the left wing and sets it up there. He'll give it up top to Herbstreit. Herbstreit going to dish it over on the wing to Seth Johnson. Johnson dribbles to the free throw line, then gives it up there to Herbstreit. Back the other side to Tosetti. Tosetti tries to force the ball in. Johnson seals it for him and gives it off to Sobel. Sobel with a nice quick no-look pass back up top to Herbstreit. Herbstreit picks up his dribble and then gives a reverse pass to Tosetti, whose reverse layup is no good. Bobcats come away with 7:13 to go here in the third quarter. They'll try to go inside. It'll go out of bounds. It's going to be last touched by the Redskins. And so Seth Doty, the 5'9 junior, will trigger it in. He'll get it in to Gray. His baseline jumper is no good. They fight for the rebound. Coming up with it is Evan Herbstreit. Herbstreit says, let's slow things down, set things up, go down and take a look. Johnson will go up to be the high post. Sobel will be the low post. Now he'll step up, and they'll have a high post on each elbow. Over on the right wing, it'll go to Johnson. He's trying to get the ball into Sobel. Now we're starting to see that the Redskins perhaps not quite as crisp as they came out at the start of the game, Gary.
No, they don't. But, give Calderon-Herrick a lot of credit. They haven't backed down at all here.
Yeah, and now Sobel misses a shot, gets his own rebound, dishes it off to Tosetti. Tosetti's shot is up and good for his 23rd point of the night. Back the other way, a nice dish inside. Giving the ball off there to Robertson. He loses control of it, and it goes back over to the Redskins. Into the corner. It goes down low to Sobel, and Sobel's going to get called for the travel. Got those feet shuffling a little bit more quickly than he could get the ball to the floor. So it will be Bobcat ball once again. On the baseline, it's Gray. Oh, that jumper just will not go for him. Caught the far side of the iron, came back, kissed the backboard, but then dropped off. Played 2 minutes here in the third quarter. 54-9 is the Redskin lead. Tosetti on the point, gives the ball off on the wing to Johnson. Johnson's going to be fouled there on a reach-in foul. It'll go against Chance Robertson, the 5'8 senior. Robertson will pick up his first. Herbstreit comes over to inbound in front of Coach Steve Kimbrough. To Tosetti it goes. They'll set up an offense once again with two high posts, one on each elbow. They'll have the cross screen there for him, and Sobel will come get the ball at the top. Gives it off to Tosetti over on the left wing. Tosetti going to go back up to Herbstreit. Inside it'll go to Sobel. Oh, spin move, nice. Comes up a little short on the backboard, but he fights for his own rebound. Twice he came up short. Now the long pass ahead to Robertson. He wants to go to the glass. He'll go to the free throw line as Robertson takes the drive to the basket. Teetotal, as used to say, Gary, take the ball to the basket. Good things can happen.
Yeah, that's it. I think that's one of the things Calderon-Herrick Beecher City must have talked about at halftime is, hey, yeah, they're big. But you can't just, you know, fade away from them and drop back. You got to attack the basket, and they've done that a few times. And looked really, really good. Haven't come away with a lot of points necessarily, but done a pretty good job of attacking and not backing down.
Well, and that's the thing. Face your fears. Now, there may be times you'll get it jammed right back in your face, but just, almost an over and back there as he was across the mid-court line, and then he started to drop step, and as he put that foot back, now Sobel, no matter where he is, he's coming up just a little bit short as he's had about four shots a night, kind of a little blowing the exhaust there. It's like, why can't I get that ball up to that rim? Buddy, you don't have near the problem I did. You're a lot closer than I ever was. His bounce passes out of bounds as Herbstree looking inside for Carter. They'll take it out over on the other side, and we'll see what we can do here. As Jake Johnson goes out into the corner, now it's DeSetti out there. DeSetti has they tried to get the ball out to him, and it was deflected. Once again, it was Dylan Taylor. Tell you what, that guy has been in on a lot of basketball here tonight. Doing an outstanding job for a team that maybe wasn't outstanding record-wise, but effort-wise, they're giving it a good effort tonight. Now he's going to be called on the foul, and I'll tell you what, he may be called on the foul, Will Dylan Taylor, but Herbstree did a pretty good job of getting a little chicken wing there.
Got a little extra in there.
Got away with it. Shall we say he was well taught. Inbounds pass comes in to Sobel. This time he gets it up and off the glass and good. 17 points for Carter Sobel. Makes it 56-12. Ball out of bounds down at the other end on the pass. They pass it on the sideline. And so Nokomis will get the ball back with 4:37 to go here in the third quarter. Tosetti sets up the offense, calls out a play. They'll go 1-4 low. You know why he likes this offense, right?
Yeah, I know.
Gives him the opportunity to take it to the hole. He does, off the glass, no good. Johnson skied over the top, got the rebound, kicked it out. Rebound shot is no good by Seth Johnson, so Jake gets two rebounds. He's looking for an assist. Threw it to Seth. Now it goes out to Tosetti on the baseline. It comes up short. Gray comes up with a rebound. Long baseball pass. Reverse layup, no good. Bobcats fighting on a rebound, and that time it was Jaden Robertson who comes up with it. Shots up and no good by Dylan Taylor. Sobel comes away with the rebound. Oh, he has his pocket pick. Good defensive effort there by Seth Doty, and then coming up with a shot, was that Doty?
Robertson, 5'11 sophomore, took it right at Sobel pretty strong.
There you go. So it was Robertson coming up. If I was checking on Doty for the assist, now the freshman's going to come back into the game. Kenny Robbins, as the pass goes over on the wing to Seth Johnson. Johnson's going to drive into the lane. He gets caught, and he's back to the basket, just tried to throw it up over the head. It wasn't going to go. The Bobcats get the rebound. Back the other way, foul going to be called on Evan Herbstree on the floor. And so the Bobcats will get the ball back. Brandon Burris coming into the ball game. And I don't have a number on the last guy coming in there, 55. Don't even have him listed on here. Gray with the ball in the corner. Goes up top, gives the ball off to Burris. Burris over on the wing to Gray. His shot's up, no good. Fighting for the rebound on the floor. It is Seth Johnson who comes away with it. Went to the floor, got the rebound, threw it out to a teammate before he rolled over and got called for the travel. So with 3 minutes to go, third quarter, 56-14 is the Nokomis lead. Up top, it'll come to Kendall Nodal. Nodal will swing it over to Tosetti on the right side. Tosetti looking for Herbstree, who posts up low, off the glass, will not go. Gray comes up with the rebound. He'll head back the other way, giving the ball off over there on the wing to Cade Persinger. Persinger takes it to the hole. Shot will not go. And Herbstree comes away with it for the Redskins. Nokomis 56, Cowden-Herrick, Beecher City 14. As it's a 42-point game here with 2:22 showing on the third quarter clock. Over to Seth Johnson at the free throw line extended left side. He'll go to Johnson, Jake Johnson that is. His shot off the front of the iron will not go. Gray comes away with it. He has his pocket picked at midcourt. Tosetti comes away with it once again. Again, that aggressive defense with those quick hands for the Redskins, creating more and more turnovers as we go along. Tosetti, out between the circles, will take it over to the right side. Give it off to Herbstree. Oh, Johnson wide open, cutting to the basket. Somebody just took a nap right there as Jake Johnson just drove the right side of the lane. Got the easy pass, got the easy two. Makes it 58-14. Jake Johnson with 6 points. Tassetti coming back into the ball game for NHS. And Jaden Robinson, coming back in for Beecher City as Dakota Gray will get a rest. They will inbound the pass to Robertson. He loses control of it, and coming away with it is Seth Johnson. Johnson with the ball, gives it off to gives it off to Seth Johnson, and they'll set things up. Herbstreet to Johnson, back to Herbstreet. They'll reset with minute 23. They'll spread things out as they have Kendall Nodal at the high post, everybody else outside the three-point line. Tassetti thought about a three, then decided to back out and work a little bit more dribble. They're leading 58-14 in the fourth with a minute to go in the third quarter, and a three-point shot's up by Seth Johnson as he gets bottom of the net and his seventh point of the night. It's only the third three of the game for Nokomis. Now there's the old pass off the leg, and as we said, the Redskins.
Those shin guards, you need it again.
those Redskins playing that defense, you've got to expect that once in a while. It'll still be Bobcats ball as we're into the final minute of the third quarter. Over on the wing it goes to Brandon Burris. Burris kicks it off to Robertson. Jaden loses control. Now Tosetti is going to go to the basket, spin, drive, and score. Now you got to give him 2 points for the basket, Gary, but you got to give him some style points on that.
Definitely. Nice little spin move and finish the basket.
To do a 360 move while dribbling quickly to the basket, that's an outstanding move. And I'd have to say it would appear to me that the ankle is healed. We'll see what he does here. He'll take it up on a steal and put it down for the easy two. Being very smart there. 6 points in the quarter, 27 on the game. Back the other way, the Bobcats shots up, partially blocked, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it goes out of bounds, belongs to Nokomis. 14 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 65-14 is our score. Redskins will work it down. They've got the scoreboard here at midcourt up high, and then they've got the auxiliary scoreboards in the corner. Tosetti, 4-3. Five into the net. On cue, he drains the tray as the third quarter comes to an end, and Nokomis will take a 68-14 lead into the fourth quarter. We'll be back with that fourth quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer, back in the studio. I'm Gary Boker Sr., sitting up here behind the scorer's table. Gary Boker Jr. alongside on one side, Brant Alexander, enjoying the popcorn here this evening. Best popcorn in Macon County? Perhaps, he said, perhaps. Nope, he just gave it. I'm not sure. Herbstreet comes up with a bucket as he goes inside, puts it off the glass, and the Redskins have 70 points on the board right now. Back the other way, the Bobcats kick it out of bounds, and some news reporter who would go unnamed was not aware the ball was coming his way, and it almost hit him. We shall leave him nameless.
But the bow tie looks nice.
He dressed for the night. Sobble inside to Johnson. Cuts the give and go to the baseline. Shot won't go. This time a left-hand shot won't go. You can tell he's a little bit upset with himself right there. The other way, Gray goes up. It won't go. Tell you what, Dakota Gray doing a good job. He'll get called for the foul and almost had a jump ball there. But Dakota will pick up the foul. It'll be his first. And Landon Engelman, a 5'8 sophomore, going to come into the ball game for NHS. As he'll inbound that pass to Seth Johnson, who will be the point guard now. Over on the wing, it'll go to Kendall Nodal, to Sobel, to Johnson. Jake, in traffic, tries to pull it out, gives the ball off to Nodal. Nodal will go back up top. Now they'll go inside to Jake Johnson. He burrows his way in there. In a double team, gives it off to Sobel at the free throw line. Carter Sobel drains the two. They'll call a foul on 44 White. Jake Johnson fighting for the rebound position. Didn't need to get a rebound because the shot was made, but in any event, they'll count the two, mark the foul, And the Bobcats will get the ball back. Cooper Bertolino getting ready to come in to the action. As Sobel intercepts the pass, and Redskins will go the other way. He tries to hit Nodal. It's deflected out of bounds. There's the big guy, Dakota Gray, doing a good job as Bertolino comes into the ball game, and Seth Johnson will leave the action probably for the rest of the night. Inbounds pass comes in to Engelman. He'll set things up between the circles. Being guarded there by Dylan Taylor. Into the corner it goes to Cooper Bertolino. Bertolino's going to stop and pop the baseline. It won't go. Gray comes up with a rebound. 5 minutes to go in this one. 72-14. Nokomis been in control since the early going. Gray for a long three, a little too long. Johnson comes up for a rebound. He's triple teamed there. Gets the ball out. Gets the ball off to Landon Engelman. Engelman's going to be hacked at midcourt. And the foul's going to go against Seth Doty. Doty will pick up his first. And Ty Nodal will enter the game for the Redskins. So Ty Nodal gets the ball off to Kendall Nodal, who gives the ball back to Ty Nodal. Are you with me on that?
I'm trying to stay with you.
Nodal. I just wanted to say that out loud real quick. Now to go down into the corner to Bertolino. Bertolino picks up his dribble. He'll spin out and give the ball off to Kendall Nodal. Back out top it comes to Jake Johnson. Now he'll dish it off for Kendall Nodal, who'll set things up between the circles. Down to 4-10 and counting here in the fourth quarter. Into the corner, it'll go to Bertolino. Bertolino has it taken away. Gray with a long lead pass. He finds Robertson to the basket. Chance gets the shot to drop. Chance Robertson with his first 2 points of the game, the 5'8 senior, in the scorebook with some points. Now he comes out with some aggressive defense. He's recharged after having scored that bucket. He'll give the ball off to Kendall Nodal. He'll drive baseline. His jumper's up, and it's good. Kendall Nodal with his first bucket to go along with a couple of free throws. He has four, and the Redskins have 74. Greg, thought about that three and decided, let's drive to the hole. He'll drive, go up strong. It's good. He's hacked in the act, and Gray's going to go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Bertolino going to get called for the foul. It'll be his first. Gray will get two and a chance for one more. Kenny Robbins into the ball game for the Bobcats. As Gray takes a few dribbles, he'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. Gray will now have a seat as Silas Buzzard will re-enter the lineup for the Bobcats. Dakota Gray, the 6'3 junior, with 3 points in the quarter, 5 points in the game. Jaden Robertson leading the Bobcats with seven. Over on the wing, it's Kendall Nodal. He'll pick up his dribble, give the ball off to Seth Johnson. Johnson on the dribble, comes up top, goes over to the wing, gives it off over there to Bertolino. Bertolino inside to Johnson. Oh, he kind of makes way, kicks it off the glass. It's a little too long, a little too strong. Coming up the rebound, however, is Seth Johnson. Johnson's shot drops. He'll have his ninth point. He'll go to the free throw line looking for his tenth.
Well, you saw that Coach Kimbrough, comfortable lead here. Got a sophomore in the ballgame. Didn't do his job on the defense down here. Had to take him back out. Coach Kimbrough still coaching.
Came out of the game.
Up by 50.
You better do it right.
You're a sophomore, and I'm not going to be here next year. We're still going to coach you.
Or whomever is here. Huh? Now pass into the corner goes out of bounds. And it'll go back over to the Redskins. With a running clock, we have 100 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. These Redskins leading 77-19. Not as bad as Madison's thrashing of Lebanon last night. What was that, 113-18? I think the Redskins have really done a good job of, I won't say calling off the dogs, but they're working on other aspects of their offense other than just getting some scoring. They're working on moving without the ball, passing the ball around. Now they're getting some other guys in the action. Ty Nodal misses a shot up the middle. We head to the final minute of the fourth quarter. With the ball is Dylan Taylor. He goes between his legs, kicks it over on the wing to Chance Robertson. Robertson dishes it off for Kenny Robbins, a 5'8 freshman in there. Over on the wing it goes to Robertson. Chance looks for a shot. Instead, he'll pass the ball in the corner. It's out of bounds. They're going to say, well, they're going to say there was a pushing foul there. Let's see who they call that one on. Blue 22. That'll be Kenny Robbins. Get caught for the pushing foul. It'll be the 15th foul. We're heading into the final 20 seconds as Nokomis looking to advance to the next round, and they will be playing tomorrow night at 7:30. Likely opponent is Macon Meridian, who will face Ramsey in the next game tonight. But don't count your chickens before they hatch. Shot at the buzzer is no good. And our final score will read Nokomis 77, Beecher City, Captain Herrick 19. We'll take a break and come back and recap this basketball game that you've been listening to on WSMI. And so the Nokomis Redskins prove that they are the number 4 seeded team. They took care of the number 15 team, that is the Beecher City Cowden Herrick Bobcats tonight. It really was not a very competitive game from the get-go, Gary, thanks in no small part to the Redskins coming out and bombarding 31 points in the first quarter.
Yeah, they did everything well in the first quarter, offensively, defensively, and the biggest thing to me is hands-on passes, getting easy baskets. But even in the half court, they looked very, very good, did things well, found great entry passes behind the Cowden Herrick Beecher City zone, and guys got in there and they finished. They rebounded well, just did everything well. That first quarter really set the tone for everything there. One other thing is when you talk about the number 4 seed, you got to remember that's a subsectional, so that's two regionals together. The Redskins are really the number 2 seed in this regional, so it's Central A&M is the number 1 seed.
You have 1 and 4 come to this regional, and 2 and 3 went to the other regional, and that other regional, that's the one at, is that the one at Altamont?
I believe so.
That had Altamont 2 and Dietrich 3?
I think so.
Okay. But in any event, a very dominating game indeed for the Redskins tonight. And as we take a look at it, after one quarter, it was 31-5, and not to be belittling the opponent, but the Redskins already had enough points for the victory in quarter number one. That's just how efficient they were. But that being said, for a team that was 5-24 coming into this ball game, I really like the spunk, and I know that's probably not a word you're supposed to use in trying to talk about a basketball team, but I really like their spunk. They did not back down. Yes, they were outplayed. Yes, the other team had far more talent than them. But I tell you what, they didn't back off. They kept coming at them.
No, they did. I was really impressed there in the second half. I thought they really made a concentrated effort to take the ball to the basket, even though they were 6-7 inches shorter on average. They took it in there and probably giving up at least 100 pounds a couple times they were going in there. But they kept going in there, strong and battled and scrapped, got some rebounds and did a lot of things that I think coach has to be pleased with, looking for some positives after the game to talk about.
Well, and when you look at this lineup that they had, of course, as we said, the one big guy who was out, the 6'4 sophomore, Daniel Lucas, could have made a difference in the inside part of the game. Now, I'm not saying it would have made a difference of winning and losing, but it could have made them more competitive. But as you look at the Beecher City Cowden Herrick lineup, they started a sophomore in Jaden Robertson, a sophomore in Silas Buzzard, and a junior in Dakota Gray. So they have three starters who are coming back. To go along with that, Brandon Burris, a 5'9 sophomore, played quite a bit off the bench. Kenny Robbins, a 5'8 freshman, came in and had some good minutes. Cade Persinger, a 5'6 sophomore, came in and had some good minutes. Seth Doty, a 5'9 junior, had some good minutes. And as we said, the big guy, 6'4 sophomore Daniel Lucas, injured and out for the season. But 6'3 junior Dakota Gray, he's the kind of guy, I know that you, as a former coach, you would like the opportunity to be able to work with a kid like that.
Yeah, definitely. They have a very good sophomore group. We went down and played a fresh soft game with them early in the season. Brant played, and they have a good, solid core in that sophomore class. If they can keep them all coming out for basketball and keep the things positive, I think they have a chance to have a really good ball club here in a couple of years.
And, of course, we look at the Nokomis Redskins with their lineup. We don't want to look ahead to next year because we hope there's a lot more action to be played this year. But when you look at Evan Herbstreit, a junior who's coming back, Seth Johnson, a junior who's coming back, Jake Johnson, a sophomore who's coming back, and then you've got Kendall Nodal, a junior who's coming back. You had Ty Nodal, a junior who's coming back. Yes, they are graduating a lot of talent. And let's hope this team's season will not be over for a few more weeks. But a lot of people say, well, everything's going out the door and it won't be as strong a team next year. Coach Kimbrough may not be there coaching next year, but his legacy will be with those players that he has taught. And I know that you realize this when you left Pena, that your teams, or the Pena teams the next couple of years, they still had your trademark on it. And I still remember when you first took the Pena job, one of the first things you did after winning your first regional, you called the previous coach and let him know this is partly yours.
Yeah, definitely. The success you have, you know, goes back, and the fundamentals the kids came in with were already there. And I was very fortunate to take over a great team and have a great season, but I knew it wasn't something I could do all on my own starting that first year, that the fundamentals. I just wanted to let the previous coach know, Coach Gronecki, that, you know, I recognized, hey, the fundamentals were there and everything, and, you know, what a good job he had done when I was fortunate to take over a program that was in great shape.
And, of course, in talking to a coach down at Tutopolis, he had echoed similar comments, as he said, you know what, as long as you've got the car running, and if not, just turn the key, and they pretty much will do things themselves. And a lot of these athletes, once they have been taught the right way, and at Nokomis, you're taught the right way as soon as you're weaned off the bottle, and I'm not sure if maybe it even happens before then. You look right down there, and you see what I'm talking about. There's a young guy who's in his onesies, got his diaper on, and he's out there with a basketball, and he's getting trained at an early age, and reminds me of a young man sitting over here on the other side of me. He had a similar experience too, didn't he?
He did. He's been in there in the gym a long time, and you know, the thing I think about with the Nokomis group is that this isn't, for Coach Kimbrough, you're talking about second-generation players and maybe a few third-generation players in there. I don't know.
Well, that was one thing that I always said. I would teach kids, and then I would teach their kids. But then when it comes time to teaching grandkids, it's about time to go when you get that far down the road. But in any event, we'll take a look here at the individual scoring for the Beecher City Cowden Herrick Bobcats, who see their season end at 5-25. How'd their scoring look?
Jaden Robertson ended up with 7 points. Kenny Robbins with 2. Silas Buzzard with 3 points. Chance Robertson had 2 points. And Dakota Gray had 5 points. You didn't add that one up for me. I had to do that in my head there.
Oh, well, you're a math teacher. I thought you had that.
The Redskins, Evan Herbstreit had 8 points. Seth Johnson had 10. Carter Seibel had 19. Kendall Nodal had 4. Jake Johnson had 6 points. And the leading scorer tonight, Alex Tassetti, with 30 points, all in the first three quarters.
Yeah, and that was the thing that I think most impressed me about Tassetti. He came out and did what he had to do to get the game put away, as he scored 15 points in the first quarter. Second quarter, he came back with 6 points. Third quarter, he came back with 9. In the fourth quarter, it was more or less that we don't need any more points, let's distribute the ball, and showed, I thought, some outstanding sportsmanship. But I think I can speak for all Nokomis fans, they're just so thankful that he's back at 100%. Because they definitely needed this 6'1 senior to make a run in the tournament trail, and they're glad he's back, and he showed tonight emphatically, yes, indeed, he is ready to go.
Yeah, he is. He looked very good. Like I said, the anticipation was there, getting hands-on passes. And then when he does get the steal, he just has that little burst of speed, and you can't catch him. And it's not so much when you make the steal, it's that we always talk about that speed right at half court there between the volleyball lines and getting that separation, and then you go and make that layup easy instead of, hey, coast down there, now I got somebody chasing me. And you get that separation early, you can take your time, make sure you have enough positioning to get the ball put in the basket.
Well, his athletic ability shows, and the fact that he has speed is one thing, but the fact that he has quickness is an entirely different thing. His first step, can get him going. And then, as you said, going down the floor, he can all of a sudden shift it into another gear, and sometimes he'll use a hesitation and get you back off the throttle, and then all of a sudden he hits third gear while you're still in first, and he blows right by you. And that makes it so easy to the basket because you can't anticipate that quickness, and you're trying to, as hard as you can, stay with him, but he's just a very gifted athlete, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, he is, and he uses it very well. Does all the little things well. Like I said, the anticipation is something that comes with it, but, of course, having that speed, that quickness, that helps that out a lot.
It sure does. And so it is for the Nokomis Redskins, a resounding 77-19 victory over the Beecher City Cowden-Herrick Bobcats tonight. They will move on to action tomorrow night, where they will play the winner of the game coming up now, Macon Meridian and Ramsey. We, however, we've got more basketball coming your way. We'll tell you about that when we come back. You're listening to WSMI.